But we need to check in with Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The market was up significantly yesterday, but this is a new day, Mark.
Yeah, it sure is. Yesterday, the market, I mean, it rallied nicely up about 132 points, but now it looks like the market today is going to open up at down about 100. And that, of course, is the same old thing, Greece and Spain. Everyone's very, very concerned about that. Greece, we're not so concerned. Everybody knows they're pretty much bankrupt, but Spain is the big problem, because if they can't pay their bills, that is a massive problem that could really spread across Europe. But yesterday we saw the market up about 132, and that was mainly because of home prices and home sales. The average sale price of homes actually fell 1.9%. in the past month, but that's actually pretty darn good. We've seen it fall a whole lot more in the previous months, so we're starting to see home prices actually flatten out here a little bit, so that could be great news for that sector. But we did see in the major, some major cities out there like Atlanta, Chicago, Las Vegas, New York, and Portland, their home prices actually hit new lows since the financial crisis started. Home prices in Atlanta fell the most. They fell 17% in the past year. But in Phoenix, they rose 6% in the past year. But home builders are reporting their most improved spring selling season in 7 years. And that's partially because we have record low interest rates now. You know, 30-year mortgages right now are below 4%. So that is a great deal there. We saw purchases of new home sales in April increase 3.3%. And the largest publicly traded home builders reported an average 25% increase in purchase contracts in the first quarter. So that's the biggest jump we've ever seen since 2005. But here in Arkansas, it's a little bit of a different story. April was not kind to Arkansas home sales. There were 1,455 homes sold during April in the four large market areas here in Arkansas. That's down 9% compared to 2011. That's down almost 30% compared to 2012. But year-to-date, January to now, Arkansas's large market areas are up 0.92% for home sales. In central Arkansas, home sales are up 4.5% for the first 4 months of the year. But here in Fort Smith, home sales are down 3.2% for the year. Now, one stock that everybody keeps calling about and asking about is Facebook. And that stock continues to go down. If you did not get this on the IPO, I'm sure you're probably upset at that moment, but be glad you did not, because that stock is down nearly 24% since its May 18th IPO of $38 a share. Now, one stock you might want to keep your eye out in the next few days is Walmart. Walmart has been doing phenomenally well. That stock up around $65 a share. But they are about to have their annual meeting today. They kick off their annual pep rally for their international workers. And, you know, Walmart is in 27 different countries, and they're under 69 different name banners around the globe. Walmart's international business accounts for 28% of the company's net sales. They're constantly increasing their global presence. And the United States are not growing as fast, but on Friday they are going to have their annual meeting in Bentonville at 7 a.m. on Friday. And if you are a shareholder of Walmart, you can go to this. You do have to bring proof that you are a shareholder of Walmart, like a brokerage statement or a proxy statement, to be able to get in the doors. But I don't know if you'll get a seat, because they have thousands of shareholders from all around the globe who attend this and fill it up rather quickly. But also, this annual meeting is actually going to be something a little more special. It's their 50th wedding, or I want to say wedding, but it's their 50th anniversary. And so they're going to make this a big deal. You know, this company has been doing phenomenal. It posted a record net profit in fiscal 2012 of $15.76 billion. So that is great news. We just wonder if someone's going to bring up the recent allegations of bribery and cover-up that is really casting a dark shadow on Walmart these days. But, you know, what's very interesting, look at Walmart the last 50 years since they opened their first store in Rogers. Back in 1962, they had sales of $250,000. Now here we are in 2012, they had sales of $443 billion. And they have 10,231 stores. So I'm sure we're going to be getting a lot of news from them in the next few days, and we'll see how that moves the stock.
Mark, so many people looking at that Facebook stock issuage and looking at it. Everybody is because of Walmart, is always looking for that next Walmart success, because the people who invested in it right away really made some money over time. And everybody's looking for another Walmart success, but they're not going to get it with Facebook, it doesn't look like.
No, I don't think they are, not at least yet. The problem is Facebook. Facebook really doesn't make much money, and they're still trying to figure out how to make money from advertising. So it's an issue there. But most people don't realize Walmart stock did not go straight up. It took years for that stock to really
start
moving.
Right, isn't it?
Yeah, and the people who were rewarded were the people who held on to the stock for 20, 30, or 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And some of the employees.
Exactly. And that may become true of Facebook. Who knows? You know, only time will tell on that, if it actually works or not.
All right, Mark. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Time will tell. But you need to use your time wisely. Check in with Mark. He's right here in Fort Smith, 820 South 21st Street, or phone him, 782-2527, 782-2527, or email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.